going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, welcome back. Good to have you with us here on the Annie Fry Show. In a non-related to this conversation note, the YouTube live chat poll, is it okay to call a non-family member sweetheart? What do you think, Ryan?
Since it's not related to this conversation we're about to have, I'm going to say yes.
Okay, we'll dig into that here in a little bit because I might disagree with you. Derek Keith Cox, Collinsville Township Supervisor in studio here. It's good to have you here, Derek, because you and I have been talking over text for a week or so, feverishly trying to get something together to put all of the people that you're hearing from, Derek, the people I'm hearing from, Ryan is a Collinsville K-Hawk, Brad is a Freeburg Midget.
Okay.
So we got some people in this studio who are very interested in this issue. HB 1237, the House Democrats have already passed this in the state legislature. The Senate is going to take it up next week. You and I have come together to put together a rally taking place this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Collinsville K-Hawk Stadium. That's their football stadium at the high school. Derek, just talk to me a little bit about your side of who you've been talking to and what you've been hearing.
Well, here's the deal. It is a huge issue in Collinsville. This is our history, too. Ryan and I, we graduated together, if you didn't know
we
that.
We did, class
same
of 99.
Ryan's going to leave, and Derek's going to do Wiggins America and just talk about you in high school.
Well, that's fine.
Oh, there's some stories. But no, this is our history, too. You know, I was looking up, you know, the K-Hawks have been 100 years, it'll be next year.
I didn't know that.
Yes, and
you
so...
You don't know something?
I knew we were close. I didn't know exactly 100.
And if anybody doesn't know, you know, Cahokia Mounds was an ancient Native American city, which was, I mean, really one of the biggest in the world. And that's where Collinsville is. And this is just a part of our heritage and our history as well. And think of the state championships that we've went through. And we are proud to be who we are as well. There is nothing at all disrespectful. I don't know where this is coming from. And everybody I talk to is like, what are they doing? Mm-hmm. You know, and where did this even come from? It doesn't make any sense. Why now? And we even have, there's several endorsements that, you know, I'm not speaking for all the other schools, but as far as the K-Hawks, we have several endorsements already. One is the Native American Guardian Association. That's a national network. They want to keep these names because it keeps their heritage alive. Right. And so we also have an endorsement from the Western Cherokee Nation that in 2020, they agreed with the K-Hawk mascot. Me as a taxpayer in Illinois, one of the biggest things is our high property taxes and where our money's going. This is going to cost. We just got a beautiful new gym floor, and the logo is just massive on it. We're going to have to sand and strip all that off.
Gosh, I didn't even think about that.
Oh, I mean, it's everywhere, Ryan.
That's
it's
terrible.
What's the cost to the Collinsville taxpayer? If the Senate goes through and passes this, the governor signs it, the Collinsville taxpayer, I'd assume this would come out of the local school board budget. come out of when they don't have this budget in right now? When does it have to be completed by, and what's it going to cost?
Well, and then that's the thing that I've been hearing. Well, you got 5 years to do it. I don't care. It's at least $2 million. And they're thinking it could be even higher than that if this goes through, because it's not just at Collinsville High School. We're talking about the middle school. We're incorporating the mascot and the colors in our whole community. It is a part of Collinsville.
Yeah, Purple Pride.
Right. It is a part everywhere. Of us. And so I always ask, too, you know, I don't know if it's appropriate or what, but what about our feelings?
Yeah.
You know, what about our history?
Yeah.
You know, and so my thing is that this is the time. It's real. It could move very, very fast. When I talked to our superintendent, Dr. Brad Skirtish, who's really behind this, he's all wanting to get people at this rally on Sunday, and he's very appreciative that you're putting this together. And so we need people to show up because, let's just say, our type of people, this isn't normal for us to go out and hit the streets and be real loud. And we're not trying to be mean or anything like that. I almost want it to be like a big homecoming that we are proud to be Collinsville Cahawks.
It's going to be a positive event. It's going to be at the Collinsville Football Stadium. But we are working with Muscoota and with Granite City. And I've reached out to Freeburg and waiting to hear back from them as well. But the more the merrier. Like I said, I've never gone to any of these schools before, but I'm going to be there in support of local control over these issues. The Madison County Democrats, I've a lot of people sending me screenshots of what the Madison County Democrats are saying about these issues. And, you know, the Madison County Democrats as a political party believe that the people who could make these decisions on behalf of the districts aren't going to do it the right way. So they're eager to send their supermajority of Democrats to the legislature to make these decisions for you because they don't trust the local communities to handle these issues. So as somebody who's not an alum of these different schools, I still want local communities to be able to make these decisions for themselves. Maybe Collinsville one day comes together and says, let's put this in the history of the school and become something else. But why? I don't understand why we need state legislatures to come
to get involved with our community
and tax dollars,
right?
And spend and allocate. You know, all of that money. It's kind of funny to me to think about a lot of the advocates who are going to essentially take $2 to $3 million out of where it would be going to benefit classrooms,
education.
Provisions for students who might need a little extra compared to other in the Collinsville School District, in the Muscoota School District, in the Freeburg, in the Granite City, in Cahokia, Calhoun, Carlisle, I think, Westland. I'm trying to remember everybody who's reached out to me. You're going to take that money out of the classrooms, out of the textbooks, out of the technology, out of paying teachers, Edwardsville. You know, like these are the type of places that need to be investing in their classrooms and providing education. No. They don't know what's good for themselves. Let's put that $3 million towards redoing the beautiful basketball court that we just did.
Right. That's not offending.
Make it make sense.
That is not offending anyone. I mean, have you ever heard of anybody come up and say, I'm offended at that mascot? All right.
Derek, I've lived in Collinsville my entire life.
Never.
I just said this in the last segment that I've never, ever heard anybody say that they were bothered by it. And to hear that you even have the endorsement, we have the endorsement of these tribes, the only people I can find that are offended are in Northern Illinois who have never been to Collinsville.
They live in Illinois.
Yes.
It's a native word. It's Illinois. It never ends. That's the problem.
Right.
What they're trying to do at a statewide level never ends. The virtue signaling never ends. It's ironic to me that the people who should be advocating for our Native American history, which is being honored in the Collinsville Cahawk,
yes,
in other places like this, the people who you would think would be the most likely to advocate for magnifying the Native American history in this country are like the Cowboys coming in and just taking it away.
Erase it.
And the thing that is really bothers me, too, is there is hundreds of issues that could actually help people in Illinois that you could take on tomorrow that would actually help. And everybody knows it. This is common sense solutions. And yet we can't do that. We have to go after this that only hurts There's 100%. It hurts every taxpayer in our community that we're going to have to redo these things. For what? For nothing. We need people to show up, and this is the time, because it's going to move fast, and we need people to show up, let their voices be heard. We got to get a good picture. We got to call the senator that's behind this, that's pushing this, and we've got to push. You know, I should have. We're going to get this up. I'll have this
on the... Terry Costa Howard is the one doing the Homeschool Act bill, I think. I can't remember who the one who started this one.
Well, and the other thing that we also have to push is for if it happens to go through. Of course, I want it to die. And let's move on to real things. If it happens to push through, we need an amendment that will allow us to use the endorsement of the Western Cherokee Nation, which we already have, to keep our name. All right. And that will save millions of dollars and to keep our history alive. And that's not a big ask.
Derek, you're involved with the community. I mean, every event I go to in Collinsville, I'm like, hey, there's Derek.
Yeah,
but you're involved with the politics of the community and stuff just as much as being involved with the community events and things. There's lots of political things that come down the line, whether they be from top down or bottom up. You're involved in all of it. And a lot of it goes kind of in one ear and out the other for the average citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Is this one grabbing the attention of the average person in a way that other issues aren't?
I think it is a bipartisan issue, for one, all right? Because, again, it doesn't make any sense. Of course, when you get to, you know, if it's a funding issue, well, we need more money for this department or that department, you know, and so the family members or whatever, they'll be for it. And then, you know, but this is this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And like Annie said, why is it that somebody up in Northern Illinois wants to get involved with what we got going on here when nobody's offended? It's going to cost us tons and tons of money. But I do believe that this is an issue that transcends, let's just call it, politics. It should be a bipartisan issue. This doesn't make sense. Let's kill it and let's move on to something that can actually help people.
Illinois State Representative Maurice West, Rockford.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockford.
Peaches.
And you know, and I will say this as well, okay? My representative, Katie Stewart, she voted no because they have such a huge majority.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm asking her to do is, if she believes that, if she stands by her vote that she voted no, please, Katie,
come out. Yeah.
Come out and speak and tell your colleagues and your fellow Democrats, listen, you might thought this was a good idea. this isn't a good idea. Let's do something different. I'm asking Katie Stewart to come out and publicly stand with her vote of no, that she is against this.
Senator Chris Belt, is it Chris?
Yes. Right.
Chris Belt has a lot of schools in his district, or definitely has schools in his district that would be affected by this. We want him to come out as well. We'll give him the microphone and let him speak, since he's going to have the opportunity to vote against this when it does hit the Senate. But I also want to make sure that people understand this isn't a political rally. Like you said, we want Democrats and Republicans alike. It's a nonpartisan issue. We're going to make it fun. You're going to like DJ the thing.
Sure, I'm ready.
He's ready to go.
I do the Friday night football games.
Yes.
And so we have some fun there. But school spirit, you know, we are proud of our mascot. We, you know, it's just pride. I mean, this is my history. It's Ryan's history. And anybody that's from these other districts as well, they know what I'm talking about. They take pride in that. And we're not offending or trying to hurt anybody.
Yes, please, please support the idea of local control. This is not a sum total game situation that the Illinois State Legislature is trying to push through here, because it doesn't stop here. You're not going to solve the problem by making all of the mascots become Eagles or whatever it is. They're the entire state.
Mm-hmm.
What is Muscoota going to do with their town name? Muscoota is connected to Native American history. Do they have to change that too? Right. And if not, why? And if you can answer the question why, who gets to determine the why? It should only be up to the people locally in these districts to say it's time to move on, or absolutely not. We respect our history. We respect the history of what was here, and we want to preserve it and we want to protect it. Or it's time to move on.
Well, that's your choice locally. Don't we believe in democracy? You know, I'm always told that.
If the
people, in these communities, maybe it's a 95-5 issue or something. If they're saying, you know, one thing, why are we ignoring them?
Well, the event is going to be Sunday at 2 p.m. Derek, I'm promising people we're going to keep it in an hour. If people linger after that, that's fine. But we're not eating up your whole afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
This is an opportunity to come together in a nonpartisan, it's not bipartisan, it's nonpartisan, it's not politics. It's just, we want to support and show school spirit for the people, for the communities that we've been a part of, the communities that we care about. We know that there are a lot of you folks listening right now that do deeply care about this issue. So Sunday at 2 p.m. from 2 to 3, we're going to basically have a pep rally party for anybody who is affected by this or wants to say we need to stand with local control at the football stadium at Collinsville High School.
And if anybody's wondering, it does matter. It matters that you show up for that hour. We're going to get pictures. We're going to send up. We have to send a message. All right. Nobody shows up. It's kind of hard to send that message.
Yeah.
You know, so we need folks to show up for that on Sunday. And I really appreciate you you getting behind this, Andy, and getting the word out.
We'll do what we can. And all we can do is provide the opportunity. Hope you show up and support it Sunday at 2 p.m. Thanks, Derek, for being here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Derek Keith Cox, Collinsville Township Supervisor, here in studio with us about our Save the Mascot Local Control, Please pep rally Sunday, 2 p.m., Collinsville Football Stadium. Let's take a quick break. Wiggins America next on the Andy Fry Show. I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Oh, good. You'll just find out on the other side of the break, I think.
Can we tease the... I'll cover my ears, but okay, I would like the listener to know why they should keep listening.
If you could, take your headphones off for a second. Remember how yesterday RFK banned dyes? We're going to talk about foods that are banned in other countries. We did this once before, but there's even more of them. So stick around. Andy's going to find out in a second.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.